Many kids don't like broccoli or maybe vegetables in general, but while most outgrow what's often called picky eating, some kids might have something more going on. We want to introduce you to an 8-year-old boy in Windsor who's been diagnosed with ARFID. That stands for Avoidant Restrictive Food Intake Disorder. Here's Mohammed Farhad explaining how it affects him.
Makes my chewing harder, and I can't chew that good because of the ARFID. And I don't know when to swallow. I don't know how many chews should I get. So that's why I'm gonna try my best to eat food and more to try.
Mohammed Farhad is in grade 3. His family says his eating disorder makes it hard for him to get through a school day. His mom, Ramzia El Anan, explains what a typical day is like trying to get her son to eat enough.
Yeah, when I wake up in the morning, I directly prepare his smoothies. Sometimes he takes 2 smoothies, which up to like almost you're talking about 1 liter of milk based with the wheat cereals. And I will mix some fruits with it. I can mix bananas, avocados. But also what's challenging is that what he liked yesterday, today he might not want in the smoothie. So sometimes even after finishing the smoothie, the texture or the color, he would like signal if it's too liquidy. He was like, Mom, add for me. Then I would have to repeat the process. This is just before going to school. After I make sure that he is full, I make sure that I prepare his lunchbox with all the types of snacks that he likes to taste and to try. So I always ask him what he likes and what he wants, and I try to show him what I'm preparing, so that he feels comfortable and not anxious about it. And I try to keep reminding him, Mom, please try this. Don't depend only on the milk. I send him a sandwich by cutting it into small bites, because he tends to like more the smaller sizes than the bigger sizes. So when he takes, like, let's say Pringles and he sees it like a big box, he wouldn't touch it. But if I put like in small Tupperwares, like the puffs that he likes, or like the pretzel sticks, or any kind of like the chocolate eggs, he would be able to eat them. But then when he comes back from school, I don't see that he ate a lot. It's like really compared to nothing. It's just probably one bite of one type that he chooses.
That's Ramzia El Anan, the mother of an 8-year-old boy who has avoidant restrictive food intake disorder, also referred to as ARFID. So we wanted to hear from a local expert on eating disorders to help us really understand what this is all about. Heather LeBlanc is a social worker at BANA. That's the Bulimia Anorexia Nervosa Association. It works exclusively with adults, but she had a lot of advice about how to address this disorder and other agencies that could help.
There's not that much research on it, and there are a lot of professionals out there who aren't educated on it or who don't really know that it exists. So it can be really frustrating for families who don't know that maybe this is an area that they should look for some support in, and professionals who don't know what's going on either. But in terms of what it is, it's really an eating disorder where someone eats a very limited range or like amount of food, and that really affects their psychological functioning as well as their overall health. And I guess what makes ARFID a bit different is that it's not really about like body image or restricting food because they want to lose weight or control their weight. Although people with ARFID can have body image concerns, so we just don't see that necessarily as like the defining driving force for the limited food. So with ARFID, we tend to see 3 subtypes. So that would be sensory sensitivity. So folks might have a really hard time with certain textures or smells. And this isn't just, I don't really like the way tuna smells. This is, I can't tolerate this. This is so distressing. Like, I can't be around this food. I can't eat this food. So it is very intense. There'd also be this fear of negative experiences. So some folks might be really fearful of choking or vomiting or things like that. And that might make it so they limit their food completely. And the last subtype would be just a low interest in eating, where they don't really feel like they have an appetite. They might not get like stomach growls or hunger cues. And often these folks kind of describe eating as a chore. Like, they just don't have a motivation to eat, and they can go hours and someone might have to remind them like, hey, you haven't eaten yet today. ARFID is usually first recognized when you're a child. what I'm noticing is that a lot of adults are showing up and they now finally realize, okay, like this is something that I'm encountering. So it does carry into adulthood without treatment or without any type of intervention. So it can affect anyone, but we start to see it really around like 7, 8 to 10, like around that age group is when people start to maybe notice that there's a concern. The treatment that we do here is cognitive behavioral therapy for ARFID. So it's a specific therapy that's been adapted for folks with ARFID. And that's a multidisciplinary treatment plan. So you'd be working with therapists, nurse practitioners, dietitians, and psychiatrists to really help support you in every single area that you might, you know, want to explore. Some typical things you might do is really do some exposure therapy, kind of learn about what foods that, you know, might have some of those fear around, or you might have negative predictions around, and how we can empower you to feel more comfortable around those foods so they're not necessarily limiting your engagement in life. We would look at increasing your volume and your variety, so finding foods that you are interested in learning more about, and how can you maybe work with some of the sensory sensitivities so you, again, don't feel really limited by food, and you feel like you have more of an ability to go out in life and engage and achieve some of those goals that you might have, which is like maybe going out for a restaurant, right? Go out on a date and feel like you can like pick a meal off the menu. The Windsor Essex Community Health Center is a really great organization, and they do treat ARFID there as well. So they focus on youth. They go down to 11 years of age. Anyone younger, I would really recommend that they speak to their pediatrician. There are a lot of great occupational therapists and dietitians out in the community who have training in ARFID. So there are people at these community health centers that would be able to help them. But in terms of specialized care, we really only have these two agencies, which is unfortunate. And it is something that I think we all would love to see change, and we would love to see support across the lifespan.
Heather LeBlanc is a social worker at BANA, the Bulimia Anorexia Nervosa Association here in Windsor. She was talking about ARFID, which stands for Avoidant Restrictive Food Intake Disorder,